Updating tonight's top stories, gatherings will be limited to just 5 people again as Singapore tightens COVID-19 measures. 29 variant infections of concern have been identified. 7 are of the more infectious Indian strain. 5 of those are linked to Tan Tock Seng Hospital. For more analysis, we're joined now by infectious diseases specialist Dr. Leong Ho Nam. Dr. Leong, thanks for joining us this evening. Now, with the latest tightening of measures, we're essentially back to where we were in phase 2. We've got 3 weeks of these new measures. How necessary are they, and how are we going to know that they're working?
I think they are pretty necessary, and it's good timing. You think about it, NCID, Tan Tock Seng, that's the heart of our function for the COVID-19 pandemic response. We were totally gutted when the infection hit us right there. Number two, we actually have patients, we have healthcare workers who are vaccinated who in turn fell sick. Not good. Third thing is, let's be honest, how many of us are actually complying with our masks and stuff? So this is a good visible reminder that we are in a war. We need to keep our defenses up, COVID-19. And what you see in Tan Tock Seng, is it just at the beginning? Is it just the top of the icing, or is it just top of the tip of the iceberg? Is there deeper layers of infection that belies all this? So we need to get these measures in so as to assess the proper assess what's happening in Singapore.
Well, the Multi-Ministry Task Force says that Singapore is more prepared now when it comes to testing and contact tracing. But they also said another circuit breaker may be needed. Help us understand how we got here.
Look at the beginning, January, February, we had a COVID outbreak. We were short of masks. We actually allowed people not to wear masks because we were saving the masks for the healthcare workers. Masks became available. Masks are plentiful now. Number two, contact tracing was what we were doing 100 years ago, very manual, talking to people, getting details. And from then to now, we've moved on to a Trace Together app, as well as a Trace Together token. And at the flip of a switch, you can immediately identify the thousands of people who would be in contact with a possible case. In other words, you have shaved thousands of man hours off the contact tracing. Great. We have safe entry that's helping to jolt people of where they've been to and in turn identify hotspots. Now, with all these, we are going to shorten the whole contact tracing, and this helps us in the search, identify, lockdown method, which we've used successfully previously, but everything at an accelerated phase. So things are going to be better, and I'm really praying and I'm really optimistic. My money is on that we won't have circuit breaker 2.
Dr. Leong, 29 variant infections of concern have been identified. Should we be concerned that we're seeing this variety of variants emerging? And could this have been prevented through earlier border closures, perhaps? I mean, you know, with that in mind, what's the possibility that we might even see an emergence of a local variant here in Singapore?
Great question. Now, if you think about it, variants are an adaptation of the virus to whatever we throw at it. So when you have been infected once, the virus wants to adapt to infect you again. In fact, I will tell you and remind you again, they want world domination. They want to put the whole world under the yoke of repeated infections again and again and again. You throw in a mask and make it more transmissible. And of course, even the vaccines, they're going to try to mutate against it. This is how the virus mutates. Now, if you look at what we've been doing, we actually have been closing borders, and closing borders earlier may have helped the situation. But the mutation issue is a function of the virus. It's how the virus actually adapts to us. And when we actually close borders, we're trying to block it out. Coming back, variants will always appear, and variants is how they shift the goalposts. And if you look at how we've been treating the viruses with the vaccines and trying to neutralize it, we focus our target straight ahead. It's literally like a soccer game, and you are going to try to aim for the goalposts, but the virus adapts. The virus shifts the goalposts. So instead of a 95% efficacy, it shifts to 80% efficacy. And this will continually happen as long as the virus are replicating. In other words, mutants occur because of replication. I'm going to take you through another discussion. Vaccines at one arm, and you have virus mutations at the other arm. Vaccines is to help us build out immunity, but the mask and the mask as well as the social distancing is to prevent replication. And this is how it forms up mutants. Singapore, if we wear a mask, keep our social distancing, then the risk of a local variant is extremely remote.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Leong, for joining us this evening. We've been speaking there to infectious diseases specialist Dr. Leong Ho Nam.